Okay, look, people, let's be honest here. In a victory for religious fanatics and idiots who want to make their kids stupid and ignorant, the Kansas State Board of Education voted 6-4 to draft new standards that would allow the teaching of creationism in science class. Supporters of the new standards say they will promote academic freedom. One guy actually said, quote, "It gets rid of a lot of the dogmas that's being taught in the classroom today," unquote. Dogma like scientific fact. The board actually rewrote the definition of science, Riley, so that it's no longer limited to the search for natural explanation of phenomenon. Now it can also include magic. Look, God did it.
Hey, you know what's really funny about this? We should be clear with our audience.
Yeah.
This was not a referendum. This was not something that the people of Kansas voted on.
It was their state
school board. Now, flip that on its other side, and we go to Pennsylvania, where there is a case that's going to be decided early next year, where a group of parents sued to get rid of intelligent design from schools, and the local elected school board fought for intelligent design. Well, guess what happened yesterday?
Pushed them out.
They pushed all of them out, including two of them who testified at the trial in favor of intelligent design. So we might have had a little hurt on the Kansas side, but we had a big win on the Pennsylvania side.
It's Kansas. Kansas is the state we're ashamed of here in the United States. Kansas is the one that makes everybody around the world go, oh, boy,
yeah,
they should be embarrassed. Somebody put a cover on that state. And if you're living in Kansas and listening to us, God bless you, as they say in Kansas.
But keep up the fight, huh?
Get out if you can. You know what I mean? Get out if you can. And in reaction to all of this, the Chicago Field Museum, the Museum of Natural History in New York City, the Nebraska University State Museum are all showcasing exhibitions about evolution. According to one curator, it is to combat the lack of evolution education students are receiving in school because of this controversy. See, even where this ruling isn't a controversial topic or even on the plate of the school board, teachers are nervous because their jobs might be at stake if enough parents start writing in about certain ways that they teach. So this is, no matter whether or not the school board is supporting this evolution or intelligent design, either way, teachers are nervous.
Teachers are nervous because they feel that they will have to teach religion in their classroom, and they have a right to be nervous because religion has no place in their classroom.
We live in a country, Riley, where 53% of Americans believe that God created humans in their current form. All right, someone has to pick up the slack for that lack of science education in schools, and museums are doing their job. And I don't want to use intelligent design anymore. It's a wrong frame. It's their frame. It's creationism. It's just dressed up to look like sciencey. Look, it's all saucy and sciencey, the creationism, because it's intelligent design now. Now, look, and the bottom line is most students, when confronted with intelligent design arguments, don't even know what they're talking about. They don't even know what they're arguing about. And I have always said, if you're lucky enough on some level to have religious parents when you're a kid that will let you just go, God did it, as opposed to do your damn homework, then you're going to have to make up for that later in life somehow or another, because the karma is going to come back around. And the religious spell that is on you will wear off, and you're going to be stupid. What are you going to do then?
Hey, listen, my mother was a very religious woman, God rest her soul. Yeah. But she kept her religion and our knowledge of religion in the church.
Yeah.
She didn't want to see or hear about this in a science or a biology class. That wasn't the place for it.
That's right. I keep mine so hidden that even
that nobody knows you have it.
I don't even know where it is myself, but occasionally I'll find myself crying and praying for no reason at all to nobody in particular. But I will say this. A letter that was received by one of these museums, the Nebraska Museum, I believe, had this quote in it I thought was pretty telling about the mindset that is able to endorse this shamelessly. Quote, "The theory of evolution should not be shown as it is not the truth. That God created the world will be shown to evolutionists at the end of their life," end quote. How can you argue with that mindset? There is no rational argument you could say to somebody who's just going to go, "Now you'll see. You know, when you die, you'll see." It's ridiculous. But I'm not going to, you know what? What the hell do I care? I'm out of here in a few weeks. I can alienate as many Christians as I want. I'm not judging all of you. And just by virtue of that, I'm going to read this letter, which I found very touching and made me...
Hey, wait a minute. Do we have any background music?
It actually made me feel good. I don't know if there's something...
We need some background music for this letter.
But listen to this. "Hey there, Mark. I do not know what difficult or sad things you have had to deal with in your life that have left your spirit so bitter and jaded. Just always, always remember that you are God's child and dearly loved. He can give your spirit whatever it needs, compassion, understanding, courage, patience, etc., to deal with whatever life may throw at you. Jesus just wipes your slate clean. picks you up, dusts you off, and sends you lovingly on your journey. That is all. That's what has gotten me through some really tough times in my own life. I do appreciate your quick, sharp wit and have to believe that you have a good heart, because not just anyone would foster feral cats. Take care, and may God hold tight to your hand on your life journey. Cat.
Wow.
You know, I have nothing against this letter. I have nothing against this woman. It made me feel better. I do appreciate people who are able to walk through life with that type of faith in some respects. The wiping your slate clean thing kind of makes me nervous, because I understand how that works. I understand that click in the brain, that click of faith that enables you to immediately go from like, I'm an idiot, why did I kill this person, to, oh, Jesus said it won't be bad if I just ask for forgiveness.
See, I've never been able to understand that myself. It's always kind of baffled me. And again, I consider myself to be a person of faith, but it's always been a private thing with me. That's just me.
Okay. Well, let's just take a call from Rich real quick here. I believe Rich in New York. What's going on, Rich?
Hey, Rich.
Hey, gentlemen. I'm so happy you brought this up, because it's just something that really resonates in me. It's very disturbing to see them pushing. They've been doing this since the Scopes trial, that they want to just keep nudging this towards the science class, because I've been in the career track of wanting to be a science teacher, and in the past 5 years, just seeing this gaining momentum, and then with No Child Left Behind, you know, undermining other things in the education field, it's just very disturbing to see that Kansas now is moving forward to bringing this intelligent design, quasi-creationism discussion into the science classroom. I think it's just really going to set a precedent for future challenges in the legal sense, because what they'll do is that if future school board decisions are made where the creationists gain a foothold and it gets challenged and it gets brought up to the appellate court, it gets appealed and brought up to the state, it's just going to keep moving up until it's finally presented before the Supreme Court. And who are we stacking the Supreme Court with? I mean, it's just getting really to the point where it's going to be a national, you know, question put before the nation, where we're going to say, well, do you want to teach religion in the public school or not?
All right. Well, Rich, that's a good point, and I think that you know, maybe we should start making plans to move to a more sophisticated country.
No, let me tell you something. Rich hit on something very important here. What if we wake up one day and find out that schools will not receive federal funds unless they give intelligent design equal time in the classroom?
But this is what we've been talking about for a long time. This is the movement of Christofascism. This is the theocratic movement within this country who has been infiltrating the school boards for years. Mm-hmm. And they have had this agenda for years. And it has to be stopped. I don't know when people will wake up to it. It's not a simple argument of like, you know, is it creationism? Is it evolution? These are people that want to legislate morality. They want to make the New Testament the law of the land and the Old Testament, and they want to make this a theocracy. And there is a real threat of this in this country. They are still a minority, but those people that are sort of like, hey, I think you should be open to this, I'm not a very religious person, I'm a liberal person, you're causing great harm to this country if you believe that this should be taught in schools, because that's why there is a separation of church and state, to protect us against this type of fascist movement within this country. You can have whatever beliefs you want, like Riley said, but don't be on the fence and call yourself a liberal Christian who believes in this stuff. Well, keep it at home. Teach your kids what you want to at home, but keep them out of the public schools in terms of teaching this very biased, moral, selective way of presenting what isn't really even fact.
Well, what they have done, Mark, and I think it's important for people to realize that they have no quarter with evolution. It's not like they're saying that the two can actually coexist on any level, or even develop a rationale for them, some kind of theoretical rationale for them both to work together. In order for intelligent design to be promoted, evolution must be denigrated, and that's the problem.
That's the bottom line. They want to make your kids stupid. They want to make your kids stupid and teach them that magic made everything. That's what they want, and that makes those kids easily controlled. It also biases those kids in a very specific, narrow-minded way of thinking. It closes their minds. You know, they may be religious and perky and full of faith and goodwill, but is that really worth sacrificing intelligence, investigation, science, truth. I mean, these are the Christian soldiers who will march to the beat of Jesus' drum, you know, in the future wars for mankind if we let this country fall to theocrats, which it shouldn't. There you go. That's, wow, this has been pretty exciting. All this stuff gurgling
yeah,
at me.
Phones,